Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. International Trade Commission has voted unanimously to maintain the suspension agreements on sugar imported from Mexico. This concludes a legal and procedural process required to be undertaken by the Trade Commission and the Department of Commerce every 5 years to help ensure that the suspension agreements remain effective and working as intended. Dr. Rob Johansson, Director of Economics and Policy Analysis at the American Sugar Alliance, says that sugar remains an absolute essential ingredient for American consumers and food manufacturers, and U.S. farmers and workers are proud to produce sugar right here in America. He says, however, predatory international trade practices continue to threaten U.S. family farms and American factories, and the U.S. ITC's decision to continue the suspension agreements reflects that reality. Now, without the suspension agreements in place, the American Sugar Alliance says that the U.S. International Trade Commission found it likely that U.S. farmers and workers would once again experience material injury. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.